Welcome, adventurers. You are listening to the Quests and Chaos Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/questsandchaos. Your support allows us to continue making this content. We're also trying to reach 10,000 subscribers over on our YouTube channel, where you can actually see us play all of these RPG shows. Plus, you get some great board game content that isn't available on podcast. Now, on with the show.
Hello, friends and foes, fays and fiends, and welcome back to Quests in Chaos. Thank you for sticking with us through those technical difficulties that we were not expecting. But we're here. The computer seems to be working. And now we're going to talk about the Deck of Inspiration, which is tonight's sponsor, and also we are going to be using as a mechanic in this game. So, as is tradition, our wonderful, lovely patrons have awarded us a bunch of cards to use for tonight's game. So, let's go ahead and get to these. And for our new players, I think we explained this a little off camera, our patrons award us cards, which you can then use. The way this works is that I'm going to give you all of the ones that we have been previously assigned. You each get to choose one that you are holding. The rest go in the pool. You must use the card in your hand before you can draw another one from the pool. But for this first dispersal, you may all take a look at them and you can divvy them up amongst yourselves so that we don't have what happened last time where there was one caster in the party and so I got all the cards! All right. From NGC457, we have three cards to the players. There, we'll go there, and we'll go there. I can already tell these were poorly shuffled by me. From Squeal the Bard, we have one to the players, and one for me.
Okay.
Oh, that's useless, thank you.
Is it the short rest? Because I want that.
It is not. That I would fully brag about.
The divine...
No, it's okay. Frog legs. Oh, the divine light that we always get as GMs, where it's like, wait a minute, I know where everything is hidden. From Lee, we have one for me. This one's much better, thank you. From Cheesecake Fries, we have one for the players. For me. And he requested that the third one be a roll-off, so you may choose a representative from amongst yourselves, and we will roll under the camera.
Okay, why don't we roll off?
Oh! Yeah. And then the winner of that roll-off gets off. This is a good way. So everybody,
D20,
okay. You're trying to roll high. Okay. Right?
15.
7.
6! Ha! All right.
Oh, I win! Yes.
Oh, I was betrayed by my gift dice. That's for you then.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't fling anymore. Okay. Thank you all to our lovely patrons. Let's do a quick go around. Everybody, give us a quick read of what you've got, and let's find out what we've got on the table and what's in the pool.
Start on that end.
Okay, sure. Yeah. For the next hour, you can concentrate on two spells at once.
Ooh.
Greater Swiftness, when consumed, your speed is doubled and your AC is increased by +2 for 10 minutes. And Change of Fate, you gain advantage on a single attack roll, saving throw, or ability check. This may be played after your first roll, but before your outcome is determined.
I have play this card to gain one extra action. You may cast an additional leveled spell with the casting time of one action. That's cool. As a bonus action, smash this ceramic sphere on the ground within 20 feet to create a fog cloud a 20-foot sphere for 1 minute. Each creature within that sphere takes 1d4 force damage.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I have boosted distraction. A creature you can see within 60 feet must make a DC 20 constitution save or lose concentration on their spell.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
There are many, many good cards here.
Yeah.
I think the concentrate on a spell.
Yeah, I think it makes sense for me. Yeah. I'm like, I know approximately 4 things about D&D, but this
and that is one of them.
It seems like a useful thing if a sorcerer can do spells.
Does anyone need double speed or plus two AC?
Always.
No.
No.
Do you want that?
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that one.
Okay.
So boosted distraction is back in the pile.
Okay.
Because we can have one card each.
Yep, one card each, and the other two go in the pool.
This is advantage.
I kind of want the fog.
Take the fog.
Okay.
Yeah, the fog was awesome. Yeah. Keep the fog.
Wait, give me the fog.
Oh, wait, yeah. You have the fog.
Wait, what's this? Oh, this is the region.
Change of fate is great because, I mean, technically it's just regular advantage.
Change your fate. Well, I think.
I get
to.
And it's just a reroll, so.
I think, yeah, and then
you just
and
go, yeah, no.
And then you burn it. Yeah.
Okay, let's it's an easy one to
use. It's basically like free bits, right?
Yeah.
It's
free bits.
So when our characters meet each other, you can roll insight and be like, I want to reroll that.
I would like to know less about this character. That would be Nick, if you were here. And then I have frog legs, which doubles my jump height and distance for a minute. I have a change of fate so that when I screw up, I can try to do better. And I have quickest thinking, so I can use reaction to invoke disadvantage on an attack against myself or a creature you can see within 60 feet. I infamously never remember to use my cards, so we'll see if any of those come into play. Hooray!
Does she use them for evil?
Yeah.
Or good?
Yes.
Depends on...
Yes.
Okay. Depends on which NPC uses them.
Okay.
All right. And then, of course, we also have some bits. I believe our tavern upkeep is at 35%, which might be, that might not be fully correct because I don't know if we updated it because it is the first of the month. But it's, if you want to give us some more bits and get that number up, we would appreciate it. To start with, though, we have 1,500 bits from Duke Fleeg for the players. Thank you, Your Grace. Gonna go in a weird order just to keep everyone on their toes.
This is the physical activity of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that I close my rings. And then we also have 500 bits from Duke Fleeg for me. You can tell because it's the big one and I grabbed the correct one this time. Thank you, Your Grace. So... okay. I think that is it for the bits. Don't worry. You get the next one that comes. Because I have to keep making sure everyone gets things yeeted at their heads.
Yes.
But right now I'm going to yeet some lore! Because we're going to remind us all what we did last time. In case anyone could have possibly forgotten. For the last time, we saw our semi-reluctant recruits. The team was brought together to assist a... Smurfneblin, Deep Gnome City, which had been beset by the clockwork automatons of their head of security. After dodging, deceiving, or destroying a large number of the automatons, the team, which consisted of Stuart, Devon, Gemma, Risha, and Sloane, were able to confront the now half-mad security operative. And a clutch suggestion at the last moment from Gemma allowed an otherwise deadly fight to resolve without further bloodshed. But a bloodless resolution sometimes requires other resources, and the powers that be have turned their attention now toward a team that has previously managed to slip under the radar. Now, a personal favor might disrupt the delicate balance of subterfuge so beloved by our operatives. Gemma.
What up?
As usual, it's been a minute since the Lockford situation went down, and things have been fine. Sloane's been a little distracted of late, and you can tell that she's been exchanging letters with very large seal on them. Looks like some sort of nobleman's crest. You've definitely seen this a few times. It's this big crest. It's got three pine trees and some sort of weird compound flower on it. But there have been a lot of these letters coming in and out of the shop of late. But, you know, business is operating as usual. Devon's only dumpster diving sometimes now that he's on payroll.
For sport.
Yeah, you know, it keeps him agile. And things have generally calmed down. Are you still keeping your ring out in the tree in the park, or have you moved to a new location since that poor squirrel keeps getting traumatized?
I was really trying to befriend the squirrel, but I think that's a lost cause. And also, if I'm too consistent, people will find me. So I think, yeah, it's moving day.
It's moving day. Where are you going to move to?
Oh, I guess, like, I'll find a good spot close-ish to the shop so I don't have to walk as far. And then, yeah, if there's, like, just a bush outside.
I love the commitment to hiding it in nature. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, you find one
of somebody picks it up, they're in for a surprise.
That's true. Now, you find a little kind of, like, it's not really a square. It's more of like a side alcove off of one of the shopping areas where you can, there's a little fountain and a couple of benches and some bushes where you can tuck it. That's pretty close to the shop. But of course, tonight you are headed to the shop when you nearly get overrun by a group of those awful students from Varkenheim University. Specifically, it's got to be the melee ball team because we just got raided by Questkeep. Hello and welcome. You're here just in time for the start of the new module. Thank you for joining us.
These kids are too loud. I moved here for the quiet.
Welcome, welcome. As is tradition, when we get a raid, something weird happens in game. So you have now diverted Gemma from her course to the shop. Thank you for being here. Thomas, do we want to do something special since we got a raid? Let's go ahead and rev up for a giveaway. You know what? We got a raid. Let's do a giveaway. We're going to give away a deck of inspiration. This is our wonderful 5e supplement that you can use to jazz up your games. You can enter for that by entering hashtag chaos in the chat. Stick around and we'll roll that in a little while. Awesome. Thank you. Love it. Okay. Well, you're not getting to work today. There's a bunch of kids.
Oh, wow. A distraction. Too bad.
Practicing street melee ball.
Guess we're going to the bar.
So you immediately pivot and head to the bar, where you know, at the very least, Dave will probably be working.
Oh, good.
Your buddy Dave.
I have a tattoo I want to ask him about.
And sure enough, Dave is working. It's like 2 in the afternoon, so there's not a whole lot of people here. Those two creepy wizards in the red robes that are just always in the coroner booth are still there. You think they might live there now at this point. But otherwise, it's just Dave cleaning up the bar. Hey!
Lager, I don't know. What do you
Yeah,
have?
Sure. Right. I mean, okay. we've got everything.
What is the beer?
Yeah.
One of those.
Great. I could do that. It's kind of early. I normally don't see you here this early. Everything cool?
Personal day.
Yeah, no, yeah. Valid. Yeah. Sure enough. He slings you a
really
beer.
Bad traffic jam. I gave up.
You know, I have noticed that. Did you notice there's a lot more of those, like, horseless carriages showing up, too? Those things are obnoxious.
They're loud.
They're so loud. I don't know why you would even have, like, druids can just turn into horses. There is no need to automate this situation.
It's the artificers.
Oh, yeah.
They're like this little,
you know, it's fine. It's
at least Sloane is quiet.
No, Sloane's great. How are they doing? Haven't seen him around in a minute.
Busy.
Yeah. Business must be going good. I saw Priscilla was in earlier today. She was asking how you guys were doing.
Today?
Yeah. Did she not come by?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
That's actually.
Can I have 2 beers?
Yeah, you can have 2 beers. Would you like 2 beers?
I want one. Can you mix them?
Yeah. Do you want me to just
switch it up?
I could just put shots in the beers.
Yes.
Yeah. Here,
perfect.
Let me show you. Okay. Yeah. We call this one a concrete mixer.
Okay.
All right. Right. And then you're going to just slam the whole thing at once. Ready?
All right, ready?
3, 2, 1.
Sure.
You sit around and drink with Dave.
Yeah.
I
want to ask about his.
For a little bit. Yeah.
Where he gets his ink done.
Oh, yeah. You want the name of my guy?
Yeah.
He's great. Okay. Yeah. He gives you the name of his shop. You talk a little bit about the weird secret symbols. He explains to you that the triangle represents a lot of groups that are really trying to get ahead because, you know, there always has to be someone on top, so you have to be careful that you're not on the bottom. Are you interested in any essential oils? Because I got a guy for that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm running low on like some peppermint.
Oh yeah, very soothing and calming. I usually keep some lavender on hand and also some hyacinth, ironically. I didn't know you can make an essential oil out of that, but
you can make an essential oil out of anything.
Yeah, it also just, it really calms the rabbit.
I just got a business idea, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, you know. As you guys are chatting, you suddenly just kind of feel that presence behind you of somebody who has like walked in, who has walked up to the bar. And you kind of glance over your shoulder, and it is indeed Priscilla.
Oh. Yeah. Hi, Priscilla.
Hello.
How are you?
I've been better. How are you?
Would you like a concrete mixer? I'm okay.
Is everything all... Are you sure?
Everything's great.
Okay.
Concrete mixer?
I probably shouldn't start drinking quite this early.
What did you visit Sloane about?
I was dropping off a letter. Mm-hmm. I honestly was kind of expecting to find you there because I was hoping I could talk to you, but I suppose here will do as well as anywhere.
Two concrete mixers? I'm buying.
You know what? Sure.
All right.
Sure. Yeah, I could.
Two more, Dave.
Dave's eyes just get a little big, pours up two, brings up two. Priscilla sits down and goes, right, okay, this is just going to be awkward, so I'm just going to do it the fast way. I was wondering if you might be willing to do me a favor. It's a paid sort of favor. It's a job.
That is not associated with other
jobs? It is a job that I would greatly like it if no one else knew you were taking other than the other people on the job, hence the favor.
It's my favorite kind of job.
I was hoping I hadn't quite misread that. I considered asking some of the others, but I felt like you might be willing to remain discreet about this.
I am only discreet.
This is true. Which reminds me, I have been meaning to ask you about quantities of money that went missing from a casino that weren't accounted for. In case you knew anything about...
Money from a casino?
Yeah.
I mean, we did the casino thing a while ago, but we turned that into What's-Her-Butt.
Curious. All right. I just thought it seemed like the sort of thing that you might know about. Anyway, it's fine. There's been a lot going on. We should talk somewhere more private, and I have some people I'd like to introduce you to. Would you care to go for a stroll with me to... the weird end of town. We've got to pick up somebody else on the way.
Sure.
Great. She takes one of the... I don't know how many concrete mixers you have on the bar at this point. She grabs one, like, dumps the... Like, pulls the shot out of it, drinks just the, like, beer portion, slides the shot back to Dave.
Oh, I'll take it. I paid for this.
You head out. She leads you through kind of a back roundabout way to avoid the students who are still playing melee ball in the square.
How do they have so much energy?
Was I ever that young? I truly don't remember. You find that you are coming upon an area that you probably have been to maybe like once or twice before. But it's odd because normally he comes to you. This is where Stuart keeps his office.
Oh.
His new office now that he no longer works at City Hall. Stuart, you received a letter about a week ago. It was odd because it was asking you what you knew about a guild called the Agile Hand. A thieves guild that has been monitored in this area for some time. And it was weird because it asked you all these questions. What do you know about them? How much do you know about their leadership? Have you ever been to their place? Like, all these questions. And then instead of, like, asking for a response, it just said, if you think you can help with any of this, please tap the signature to express your interest, and I will give you further information. And when you inevitably tap the signature, whether you meant to or not, because it's one of those kinds of letters. And with the number of bullshit business cards you all have gotten where you tap them and automatically teleport, you just know this is the deal. You received a second letter that that appeared in the blank space of the first one, from Priscilla asking if you would be willing to infiltrate this guild on her behalf to retrieve an item that had been stolen.
Yes. I imagine in between the time of one to the next, between the tapping and the reading, Stuart's curiosity was piqued. Did a little bit of, you know, grunt work. Stakeouts.
Always good to have some recon.
Coffee.
Yes, so much coffee. Probably borrowed the endless thermos. Now that we remember that we have it. So you, with some of these exchanges with the weird letter, you got a date and a time, which she said she would come by and pick you up to introduce you to the rest of the group, provided you were willing to take on this job. For pay, of course.
Of course.
Today's that day, and sure enough, like clockwork. Tap, 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 tap. Stuart, you in?
An old lady. Open store. Oh, hello out there.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Who's there?
I had told I was looking for Mr. Chaunery. I had an appointment with him.
Oh. And then the illusion disappears, and Stuart is there, and I have used a spell slot.
That's a good. Is that a new one?
But yes, I learned that recently. In fact,
very good.
Yes.
So,
I knew that was very good. I should have checked for that.
Yes. I hope you don't have to go do anything today, because I could use a rest now.
I was thinking today I was just going to introduce you to the rest of the team, and you could all... I don't know how it is exactly that you all work. I generally seem to recall that you like to, you know, discuss plans and share information before, because the last few times that I've just automatically teleported you into a job, everyone's been very peeved about it. So I'm trying to respect your need for... what is it? You call it casing the joint and things like that?
Yes, indeed. Excellent, another job with Gemma. Hello, yes.
Yes,
and hopefully less minecarts this time.
Oh, no, this one should be more or less above ground from what I can... I mean, unless they've buried the thing, which I don't really know how thieves' guilds are hiding things these days. Back when I was much younger and did a lot more footwork... you never really knew. Sometimes it was buried underground, sometimes they pitched it into the ocean, sometimes it was stuffed inside of a demiplane that then blew up and you had to go pick up all the pieces from around the multiverses. That was complicated.
Yes. Sometimes they're just hanging on the wall.
That would possibly be the best outcome here, but also maybe not. We'll explain more when we get to... I hope you're not too drunk, because we're going to another bar.
Okay. Let's do it.
And she heads off to take you to, what the hell, we're gonna go with Pina Colada Berg. Get a Broken nice. Lizard reference in right up front. She takes you off to the Pina Colada Berg restaurant. Gemma, you would both be familiar with this. This is the most tourist trappy of tourist trap bars. Like, this is 100% where the out-of-towners come to get an authentic Varkenheim experience. Yep. There is nothing authentic about this place.
Priscilla, I have some questions.
You're going to have more by the time this is over. Don't worry about it. And as she leads you into this bar, she heads toward the reserved back room, where two more people are already waiting. Leanna, why don't you describe your character and what you're doing? You're basically this is like the back, like the banquet hall party room.
Sure.
So it's the big room with a bunch of tables. There's only the two of you in here. Yeah. Why don't you describe what you're doing in this moment as you're waiting for this appointment that you've been asked to meet for?
Yes, so Ocean McGuffin works in this neighborhood. And by works, I mean scams drunk tourists out of their money. Not being a particularly good thief, she has to find the easiest marks, and drunk tourists are the easiest for your three-card Monty, your shell games, your basic pickpocketing. And I was approached recently about a potential job.
having always wanted to break into the family business of thievery and other mischief. And so I am very eagerly awaiting an opportunity to flex my skills to the extent that they exist. And so I am kind of nervously, like, fidgeting with whatever I have on hand, with cards, with dice, with, you know, just very busy, waiting to find out if this is a real, am I finally going to get to be the kind of criminal I always wanted to be? So very anxiously awaiting. There's someone else in here. I am not paying a whole lot of attention after having determined that you were not going to be an easy enough mark for my mediocre skills. I kind of ignored you after that.
And Kaylee, why don't you describe your character and what you are currently doing?
So Tyr is a satyr. She is also not really paying attention to Ocean. She is dressed very nice, very colorfully. She's a noble. She'll love to tell you that she's a noble. She doesn't really go to the touristy places because her marks are a little bit upper class, those people that she works so hard to blend in with. So she doesn't really have any interest. She kind of made a beeline into the back room because if she went after that tourist or this tourist, it would be a couple copper, a couple silver. So she's just kind of waiting for her old pal Priscilla, who's called in a favor and hired her for this job. And she's just patiently waiting. She's kind of picking at the fur on her legs, kind of deftly, dexterously doing some quick braiding to pass the time. But this anxious creature next to her, she's not very interested in.
Understandable.
Yeah. So this is what you see, Stuart and Gemma, as you step into the room.
Can I just make general insight checks on...
Absolutely. Go for it.
24.
You immediately clock that there is just a general aura of, I'll say, scoundrel about these two. Not that dissimilar to many of the other people you have worked with yes. in your time working for and with Priscilla specifically. Go ahead and also, with a very low DC because it's a very good insight check, go ahead and give me a quick history check. 15. In your time with the Watch, you have come across many, many different types of folks, and there's a lot of, we'll say, petty criminals that you're kind of generally aware of, but you never really dealt with because it was small potatoes, right? Mm-hmm. People maybe scamming tourists a little bit, not a big enough deal to take you away from some of the bigger issues in town, like, you know, Autiugs in the sewers and things like that. Just getting the vibe, there are not a lot of satyrs around Varkenheim. So this kind of rings a little bit of a bell for you. You remember hearing tell of rumors of a satyr who may or may not have been involved in some light con artistry amongst the elite, but nothing could ever really be proven or pinned on him, never really got pursued. The sketchy lady with the cards and the dice could be literally any number of folks. So, but you've got a decent clock of, like, these are probably folks who are on the wrong side of the law such as it is around here.
And I am certain that Stuart looks like a cop. but, you know, a little bit off a little bit, but definitely has the cop vibe.
The Ocean tenses up a little bit when you walk in.
Stuart, round your shoulders a little.
Sorry, forward. Like
hunch
oh.
a little bit?
Hunch?
Yeah.
Hunch? Okay.
Get in there. Closer.
Okay.
This
is weird.
You look very uncomfortable, Stuart. Did you throw your back out?
Much more comfortable looking stiff and awkward.
C- Got it, right, okay. We'll take a brief pause because we received some more bits. We have 500 from Joseph the Newman for Liana.
Yeah.
And then we have 500 from Jay Matthews for the GM to use against any player who is not in our cell. So we're gonna give those to Kaylee, is really what's gonna happen.
None of us are in our cell.
I'm in our cell, so yeah. I'm giving it to Kaylee. I'm not in our cell, I'm in H cell. It's different.
I'm so excited.
I just work for
it. I was like, no, give me that one.
Yeah.
Extended adopted family of spouses of former our cell. For me. Hi, I'm Aunt Vicky.
Yeah, for anyone who didn't pick up, we've got DJ Chaotic and Aunt Vicky in the house tonight, so it's going to be a wild ride. And the wedding planner.
The extended. Yeah.
And I don't know what's happening.
Don't worry, we'll talk about it in the after dark.
Okay.
I had forgotten that I was DJ Chaotic.
That whole thing was a blur anyway.
I was confused for about 5 minutes earlier.
Well, it's only going to get more confusing because now I have to try to give you plot. You all walk into this back room of the Pina Colada Burg. You see
grab a drink on the way.
I was going to say, oh, no, you see a little halfling waiter like slides in just as Priscilla's getting ready to her with a like the massive the volcano bowl where it's just like a full fish bowl full of some sort of crazy thing, like 19 straws and a bunch
of
little paper.
My
You just take it and say, if you need anything else, just hoot and holler or talk to the parrot. And he points to like a robotic parrot up in the corner of the room.
Is this the sort of place where like every 15 minutes there's suddenly going to be like a thunderclap and it's
I can activate that if you want. Normally we only turn it on if there's a party. Are you guys having a party? I can certainly activate the party mode if you'd like.
No, please no.
I think we're okay.
Okay.
The player says yes. The character.
Can I tell? Is there a camera or anything in this bird?
It looks like there is just a little. It's the equivalent of like being able to like ring the bell or flip the run forest run sign. It's just like you can go like wave at the parrot to motion activate it so that you can tell somebody you need something.
I'd quite like the party mode.
Okay, I could do, maybe we do lights, like, but no sound?
Part of a party mode? Like half a party mode?
I could do a partial party mode.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Sure. Great, I'll do partial party mode. Everybody have fun. I'm gonna go now. Skitters out. You see a couple moments later, two very sad little, like, LED lights start doing the, like, woo! on the wall and changing colors.
It's not very impressive.
It is half the party mode.
I cast dancing lights to add to it. Be like,
Stuart, you picked up some good tricks.
Another spell slot.
But you that's a cantrip.
Yeah.
So chaotic already, and I can't talk, and we're not even an hour in. Woo! Everybody hops in, and Priscilla kind of looks around and goes, wonderful. Quick round of introductions, I suppose. Gemma, Stuart, this is Tyr. Tyr's an old acquaintance of mine from back when I was taking diplomatic work in the Feywilds. Yes, I was much younger then as well.
This you and me both.
Very much old home week, apparently. This is Ocean.
Ocean McGuffin, pleasure to meet you. Overly confidently introducing to make up for the fact that I've never been added to a team before.
The second she says her full name, Ocean McGuffin, you have heard of the McGuffin clan. They are one of the most notorious groups of thieves and con artists in Varkenheim and the greater Varkenheim area. As far as you know, they're a family of just like normal humans, though. They're like a lot of like, you know, sneaky rogue humans, and this is very clearly not a human. What do you describe us a little bit? What do you look like?
So Ocean is, you know, roughly humanoid in size and shape, but just all gray. Her skin, hair, eyes, all kind of the color of, granite or old weathered wood. At a first glance, maybe passing for a human who hasn't had a bath in a while, but then no, that's just how she is. Just kind of dusty, ashy, rocky color. Yeah. We should track makeup tips at some point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're both very
similar palette.
Is it appropriate for me to say chiseled features?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Right. I think it's appropriate.
I mean, it seems about right. Oh, we have another 500 bits from Judy Fartland and Duke Fleeg for our newest in the box. It counts.
So that's a 20. I'm gonna save that for later.
Oh, I should have brought my life and death coins that I just got to flip. I'm sure we're not gonna get into death saves in episode one. That's never happened before.
Challenge. Challenge.
Oh no. Throw down my glove knife. MacGuffins, huh?
Challenge accepted.
That's me. All right.
Stuart Shonery. Hello.
Oh.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you as well.
He's not a cop.
Oh, okay.
He looks like a cop.
Okay.
I wasn't a city watch.
Ah, okay.
But now I fight crime on the outside. And by crime, I mean corruption.
Oh, okay.
And
so you heard about criminal enterprises and he thought, I can make them better from the inside.
Ironically, I think that's what I'm doing.
It always starts that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's quite impressive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Why do you still wear the uniform? You're not a cop. Do you want people to think you're a cop?
I used another spell slot. Just goes back to red leather armor over a nice tunic. Sorry, it's...
Is that the normal one?
Yes, this one is the normal one. That one, I don't know. Sometimes I just do
things. I need to call Petey.
Ooh, we could call Petey.
I wasn't really planning. I didn't think this was going to be a makeover mission.
Who's Petey?
I think every mission is a makeover mission if you work hard enough at it.
He's our makeover artist.
Ooh.
Petey's great.
Can't do much with me, I'm afraid, but it's okay. I don't need it.
That's very true.
Pleasure to meet you. Stuart Shonery.
Tia. Miss Tia for long.
It's Tia for long. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you all for agreeing to, get involved in this. I'm afraid things are a little bit, Gemma Stewart, you're aware of our other working relationship, and I'm afraid this is a little bit more personal than that. How familiar are any of you with the Agile Hand?
Stuart looks straight at MacGuffin.
Well,
and then looks away.
I've heard rumors about them. From friends of friends.
Of course. I mean, honestly, I don't care to know what information you have. I just want to know that you have some.
Yeah. No, I'm familiar.
I
did a little research for the last few days.
I've done nothing.
Right. For...
I got pulled in an hour ago, so...
Yes, and I do apologize for that. I would have tried to give you more forewarning if I could have. The Agile Hand is apparently a rather notorious thieves' guild in the area. One of, I presume, several. And recently, they had a little bit of a tangle with some friends of mine who gave me a call to see if I could assist. I happen to be a patron from my time before the other organization that I work for.
What organization?
This is fun.
An organization that I probably shouldn't say out loud because I'm trying to make sure that they don't get involved in this.
Oh, one of those. Okay.
Yes. Got it. So from my time before I worked for them, I am a patron of a group of scholars known as the Cognoscenti Esoterica. And yes, they are just as pretentious as their name makes them sound. They are students and scholars and sages who specialize in historical magical artifacts and generally being pretentious, from the best I can tell. They had recently come into possession of a very particular magical artifact. A very sought after one, so sought after, in fact, that the Agile Hand has absconded with it.
Do you want us to steal it?
Yes, actually, I do. That is why you're here. I am hiring you to steal a painting from a thieves' guild.
Oh, it's a painting.
Yes, yes. I think perhaps we should go
first.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's great.
Priscilla's eye just twitches a little bit.
We all have to start somewhere, Priscilla.
This is great. Just happy to be here.
And I'm happy you're all here, too. I think perhaps, if you're willing to go on another little trick, don't worry, we can take the fishbowl. Already cleared it. We should probably go talk to the Cognoscenti Esoterica, because their headquarters got broken into by the Agile Hand. They captured one of the members of the Agile Hand on the way out, who apparently wasn't very good at their job, but they were not able to reclaim the painting in the process. So now we need to go talk to them to shake down the member of the guild that they have to get information about where the painting was taken so that we can try to get the painting back, preferably before anyone talks to it too much or finds out where it came from.
Talks to the painting?
Yes. Magical artifact.
It can talk. What does it do?
So many things.
What does it say?
Mostly talks about how handsome he is. From
is he handsome?
Recollect. Some say he's the most handsome man in the world. Doesn't really do it for me personally, but...
Oh. Okay.
You know.
Cool.
I didn't spend a lot of time around him if I could help it.
Okay.
Cool. Is the painting a person?
It is of a person.
But the painting isn't itself a person.
I mean, no, it's a painting.
But it can talk.
Yes.
Does the painting talk or the person in the painting talk?
Technically, the painting talks.
This is the avatar of the person in the painting. Is this like a Professor Orb situation? Or is this like a...
I don't understand.
No, not
painting.
Quite. Okay. But that's not a bad... I mean, it's a little bit... It's similar in that it only has knowledge that it... It's a spot painting. It's a painting that was created by... a very, very famous spy master in order to assist in the spy master.
Does the painting have free will?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Then we're good.
No, I...
Does it steal your soul when you look at it?
I hope not, because I've looked at it several times, and as far as I'm aware, I still have mine.
Is it going to be talking while we're stealing it?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. Is there a way we can make it shut up?
Gag. That is for you to figure out. I never got close enough to try. I just got to leave the room when I was around the painting.
How loud does it get?
Can
it scream?
I have heard him very loudly berate someone for not doing proper obeisance and homage to his
beauty. Is this
a
situation where we can just chuck it in a bag, or do we need to hang it on it?
I mean, it's only about yay big, so theoretically you could chuck it in a bag if you can get to it.
Great.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because it was stolen by a thieves' guild and I don't know where they've put it or if it's been rigged with any sort of trap situations. Again,
why did
my
they steal it?
Experience of the painting, it used to be rigged with all kinds of wild traps and things to keep anyone from taking it off the wall because it defeated the purpose of having a painting that can spy on large groups of people if you remove the painting from where the large groups of people are.
Maybe he'll be quiet because he's a spy painting.
He really likes to talk.
How is he a spy painting?
Because he also knows to listen.
It doesn't make sense.
So all we need to do is quietly whisper secrets in its presence.
And it'll listen.
So we just have to make it. So we have to trick it into spying on us.
I'm going to be honest. The painting is indeed a problem. He's kind of a dick. I'm not going to lie. I'm more concerned with the Thieves Guild that is now guarding the stolen painting. I'm just a reminder of the scope of what we're dealing with.
Like a specifically nefarious thieves guild? Are they gonna like, you know?
I mean, they're head by an assassin.
Oh, she's an assassin. That explains so much.
Oh,
yes. How do you know?
I did my research.
Damn.
Guildmaster.
I should have done that.
Guildmaster Dusk.
Oh.
I don't know her first name.
Is that what she calls herself now?
I have heard of her. I've heard that. How should I say this? She's better known for the things that she does on the mattress.
That sounds correct.
Saw that in action from the window.
Do you need a sip?
Oh, from the window.
Yeah. Oh, do it.
It's all part of the job, up and up, you know?
Uh-huh. What? What is your job? Not a cop.
A voyeur.
What? No.
That's his job now?
It was a stakeout.
I think so.
It was a stakeout.
That's what they call it. Okay, so assassin lady.
I'm probably going to regret asking this. She's with someone currently?
What? No, this was a few days ago.
Okay, but she was with someone as of a few days ago.
Yeah.
Any idea who?
No.
Okay.
You can't describe him?
Nope.
Or her. I heard a rumor that she, I heard a rumor she was, like, seducing a local politician.
Ooh.
I'm not sure who. I heard it from a friend of a friend.
Priscilla looks like she's going to throw up and just goes, right, we should probably go talk to my contact at the Cognoscenti Esoterica and perhaps see if they've still got that little motherfucker that they, the captive hostage, whatever they're calling him, that they nabbed during the execution of the theft, to see if we can get any further information.
Do you need a glass of water?
Do you need a fishbowl?
I probably just need to go lie down and think about some very poor life choices that were made over the last 200 years.
Lady, you've hired a voyeur and a MacGuffin and some other folks. Like...
Oh,
don't get precious on us now.
I hired you because I knew you'd be very good at executing the job, hopefully with a great deal of discretion,
yeah,
so
right.
No one else ever has to find out about any of this. I hope.
Not for many of us.
Okay. Great. Do we want to,
A curly straw. Yeah.
<Like, too> Take a little paper umbrella, stick it in your hair. So do we want to walk or take a carriage, or shall we just do the usual? And she whips out one of her business cards.
I would prefer to walk, but if everyone else wants to instantly throw up all over the place, we can do that too.
I mean, how good's your constitution, really?
Well, if I had to put a number on it.
Scale of like 1 to 20,
how far is it?
And it's just a little ways outside of town. It wouldn't be that far of a walk, probably get there. If we take the back road to avoid all of those students that overtook the square, we could probably get there in 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
We can walk.
Yeah.
Right, the fresh air would probably be good.
Yes.
Right now.
Settle your stomach.
I can tell you all about how, when I picked up her trail, followed her to the tavern. I can show you the tavern in the window that, looking at.
Priscilla, who is already incredibly pale, being a moon elf, just like all of the color seeping out of her face as she's hearing all of this, she just goes, right, follow me, picks up the fishbowl, sticks like three of the straws together to make them long enough that Gemma can drink out of it while she's carrying.
We're just
do this shit.
Yeah, just 100% can we do this shit. And begins to walk you guys out of the Pina Colada Burg restaurant toward the back roads so that she can take you to the final contact who can fill you in on this mission. And with that, I believe we are going to take a brief break. We will be back as soon as six people can use one bathroom. And I believe we still have a giveaway going. Ooh. So, hashtag chaos in the chat. You can win a copy of the Deck of Inspiration. And we will return very shortly.
And we'll roll it as soon as we get back.
Yeah, we'll roll it when we get back.
This podcast is supported by our Patreons, and we would like to give them a heartfelt thanks, starting Duke Fleeg and He Who Shall Not Be Named. Our inspiration, Middle Management, is a force to be reckoned with, featuring Lady Bedivere, Ben Slislowski, Anonymous Dragon, Cheesecake Fries, Slyly Tove, Jen W., Paul, and Seth Jones. Our inspired patrons include Adam, Andreas, Jeremy, Jay Matthews, Reoccurring Dream, Cody, Lee, Megan Krantz, Red Dead, Coquette, Robbie Nowell, The Baroness, and The Apollyon. And a big thank you to all of the guild members out there. It truly means a lot to us that you have joined our Patreon. Not everyone has the means to support us financially, and that is okay. If you could, please share our content with anyone who might enjoy it. Until next time, keep the chaos alive. Is that a tagline?